Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Vav Omid Beis, and we're continuing in the halachos of Siman Mem Zayin dealing with Birchas HaTorah. And the Mechaber starts off in Seif Hey. Birchas HaTorah, what is this? The bracha of Birchas HaTorah. So as we mentioned, it's a 2-3, as we'll see in a moment what that means, series of brachos. The first one is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu V'Mitzvah V'Tzivanu. Now the girsa that we have in the Mechaber is Al Divrei Torah. However, if you look on the side in the Ber Hagola, he brings down the name of the Rosh and the Tur, Sheyesh Omrim, it should be La'asok B'Divrei Sora. V'cheinu Nusach Ashkenaz U'Polanya. And this is in fact the Germanic and Polish girsa, and as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, this is the girsa that we have, La'asok B'Divrei Sora. Second bracha, or continuation of the first bracha, we'll see that as well, is V'arevnu Hashem Elokeinu V'chulei. And the third and final bracha, V'asher Bachar Banim, Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Mechlam, V'asher Bachar Banim Mikol Hu'amim, etc. And that is, oh, those are the brachos of Birchas HaTorah. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, Al Divrei Sora, U'minag Medinaseinu, as we just brought down from the Ber Hagola, is we say La'asok B'Divrei Sora. The bracha La'asok is actually a very wonderful way to understand Birchas HaTorah, that we're constantly osuk in learning Torah, whether we're learning Torah or not. That's why the Lashon of La'asok B'Divrei Sora is very appropriate for Birchas HaTorah. We constantly are involved in Torah, whether we're actually learning Torah, or thinking of learning Torah, wanting to learn Torah, or acting our lives in the way that the Torah wants us to. The Mishneh Berurah then continues and says, what about a non-born Jew, a ger, a convert? Can he say, Asher Bachar Banu? So the Mishneh Berurah says, a ger is Yochel Lomar Birchas Asher Bachar Banu, in the name of various Achronim. This is the Psak Halacha. In Sivkot and Tes, Mishneh Berurah discusses the second bracha, or whether it's a continuation of the first bracha, the Harevna. V'yesh medaktikim lehosif v'tzetzo'ei tzetzo'ei. Now, the first thing the Mishneh Berurah comments on is the girsa. There are different girsos over here, and some include the word, and your children, and your children's children. Tzetzo'ei and tzetzo'einu. Ki kol mishu talmud chochem uveno uben beno talmid chochem. The Mishneh Berurah brings down the famous chut hamishulosh, lo b'mheri yimaseik, that a three-generation chain is difficult to break. So if a person is a talmud chochem, his son's a talmud chochem, his grandson's a talmud chochem, shuv ein haTorah posekes mizaro. He'll be as much guaranteed as possible in these things. Whether you can guarantee it is always, of course, not possible. But as much as it is possible for a person to guarantee that he'll have an unbroken chain of Torah in his family. As the pasuk says, Shenemar lo yamushu mipicho mipizaracho mizerazaracho ad olam. Ve'ein tzarech lekach. However, the Mishneh Berurah says this isn't necessary to write and say v'tzetzoei tzetzoeinu, as many have the custom not to say this. Why? Ki b'chlal v'tzetzoeinu, amongst your children, includes grandchildren. Hugam kein b'nei bonim. That's in the name of the Magen Avraham. In the issue footnote 12, he brings down, if somebody doesn't have children, and he also knows that he physically cannot have children, so he brings down from the Likutei Mariach, he can also say v'nei anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, even though it's not true. He doesn't have children, or will never be able to have children. Why? The bracha is in the Lashon of Rabbim. It's a plural Lashon. It refers to all of Klal Yisrael, and not only to him personally and individually. We'll discuss more about the bracha of HaRebna in the next Sif. In Sif Katan Yud, the Mishneh Berurah writes, "V'tomit tiyeh tefilas ha'av v'ha'em shigura b'fiyem lispalel al b'neim." Very beautiful idea that Mishneh Berurah brings down, that a father and a mother should constantly have on their lips. It should be shigura b'fiyem. It should be flowing from their lips on a regular basis, davening for their children, shiulom de Torah. That the children should be learning Torah, v'tzadikim, and they should grow up to be righteous individuals, u'bali midos tovos, with wonderful character traits. An especially opportune time to think about this is during the bracha of Avi Rabba, and as well ubebirchas haTorah b'shoshes omrim, especially at the points where we say v'nia anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, we should be tamidei chachamim with good midos, and so should our children. And likewise, v'chein kishomer uvalutziyom. At the end of Avolutzio, it also says a similar concept, Laman lo niga lo rik v'lo neled labela, that we shouldn't exert ourselves for nothing, and we shouldn't have children and not have any Yiddish anachas from them, so to say. They should go to waste. And therefore, this is very important for a parent to daven for their children at these points in the davening, especially. It's a wonderful chance to express to HaKadosh Baruch Hu your desire that your children should continue in the right path. In the issue footnote number 13, he brings down, likewise, at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, right before the Yul HaRatzon, is also another opportune time. And he brings down the name of the Chayodim, V'roy, L'kol Odom, L'spala, B'chol Yom. person should daven every single day. That you should not have Torah stopped from you, and mizaro from your children, vizarazaro and your grandchildren, and all the future generations. You should be zochet to have all of your children and your descendants after you following in the Torah haemes. One of the most beautiful things I ever hear at a hesped is when one of the grandchildren or one of the people are making a hesped, a eulogy at the Levaya, say about the person that they're being masbid, that all of his descendants are Shomer Torah Mitzvos, Lomdei Torah Hashem. That's the greatest praise that you can have for a person when his 120 years are up. Siv Vav, the Mechaber writes, Omer, we say in the Nusach of the Bracha, Ve Ha'arev Na, with the Vav, Im Vav. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, V'yesh Omer, there are those that hold below Vav. You start a new bracha, Harevna. V'chein Nagu. The Ramah says, this is in fact the common minug, to say it without the Vav. He brings us down the name of the Rambam and others. However, then the Ramah concludes, Avol Yoser Tov Lomar B'Vav. But bottom line is, the Ramah says, the first way to do it with the Vav is preferable. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah to explain this siman a little bit, sif a little more detail. In Sif Katan Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes, why would you say it with a vav? The bracha achasi, because this connects the words ve'ha'arevna to the first bracha, lasok b'divrei sora, to make it into one bracha. De'ilu ha'isa bracha b'fnei atzma, because if it was a separate bracha, ha'isa posachas b'baruch, it would have to begin with baruch ato Hashem. Ah, you're going to tell me, V'afagav de smuch l'chaverti, it's a bracha smuch l'chaverti, so it shouldn't have to start off with baruch. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol makom, kiven de brachos kitzoros hein, they're very short brachos. Lasok b'divrei sora is a very short bracha. So the next one after it should have to start off with a baruch ato Hashem if it was a separate bracha anyway. Have a lulav toch b'varach, no matter what, that it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. Like we find in the brachos that we say in Birchas HaShachar. Each one starts off with baruch ato Hashem, baruch ato Hashem, baruch ato Hashem. Midi havi birchas havdola. Likewise, we have this by havdola. We say the bracha bar pi agaf, and we say bar mi mini b'somim, bar mi areish. But each of them starts off with baruch ato Hashem, even though the bracha smuch chaverta, because the rule is when a bracha is very short, it always has to begin with a baruch ato Hashem. Then he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, that is, Hayesh Omrim Svirolei, the shiny Birchas Avdolah, Shenu Smuchos. That's different by the Brachas of Avdolah, because they're not really a Brachas Smuch L'Chaverta. You could technically say, as we do, for example, on Tisha B'Av that comes out on a Shabbos or on a Sunday, the Bracha Borim Yoreish, not with Avdolah, by itself. Shimrotzil Omer Al Kolecha Bifniatsu, and this is true every time. You could technically say all the brachas of Abdullah, the Bar Mim Summon, Bar Mirash, Bar Priya Gafin, all separately, not connected to each other. Alanev Yala Bisumim. They don't necessarily have to be with the rest of the bracha of Havdullah. So therefore that's not a good raya. Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, why is the Ramah come around and say you really should follow the Mechaber's opinion, even though that's not the Minhag? So he writes, Kibaze Yotsanu. When you say with the Vav, you actually Yotze, even if it's a separate bracha, as well as if it's not a separate bracha. Avolim Tomar below Vav, but if you say it without a Vav, and you just say Harevna, then it's a bracha b'fnei atzma of a heavy hefsik. La'osa Deyosh Esfir Law Bracha Achasi. According to the opinion that says it's one bracha, by not including the Vav, it's like a hefsik, and therefore you can't count it as being part of the same bracha. And therefore, with the Vav, you get the best of both worlds. It's a separate bracha. It's not a separate bracha. The Vav seems to be okay. That's the way the Ramah paskins. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'chein no'agim kayon lamar ve'harev b'vav. The Mishnah Berurah says the correct way to do it is to say it with the Vav. And in regards to, should you answer Amen after you hear La'asok b'divrei sora from somebody? Because if it's not the end of the bracha, you shouldn't answer Amen. Linyan nias amin achar la'asok b'divrei sora, yesh deos bein achronim. There are different opinions. The rov achronim mitzadim shelo lanos Amen. And most of the opinions hold that you should not answer Amen. This includes the Mata Yehuda, the Prima Godim, and the Derech HaChaim. Therefore, in order not to have somebody by accident say Amen to it, Nochon Shivarach Hamavarach, Shivarach Hamavarach, Bracha Zup Lachash. Better for a person who's making this bracha not to say it out loud, but to say it softly, quietly to himself, so nobody will hear it and nobody will answer Amen. Siv Zayin. Birchas Ahavas Olam, or as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Nokat Ahavas Olam, Lefi Masha Posak Lekamim B'Simin Samach, Siv Aleph, that there are those that say the Girsa over here in the morning is Ahavas Olam. Avol Laharamah, Shom, the Ramah, who passes for Ashkenazic Jewry, says Abba Rabba Bishachris, which is the Girsa that Ashkenazim have, and therefore Upasha Tuadim Bevirchas Abba Solim the Arvis Gam Kin Shapoteris the Zil Bosu Timer. He says at night time the same rule applies when you're saying Abba Solim at night. It doesn't make a difference whether you say Abba Solim in the morning or Abba Solim at night or Abba Rabba. The same rule applies over here. We'll continue in this Mishnah Berurah momentarily. Now let's get back to the Mechaber, which I interrupted to explain why Ava Solim for Ashkenazim, that will sound a little bit funny. So Birchas Ava Solim or Ava Rabba, Poteres Birchas HaTorah, can be used instead of Birchas HaTorah. If for whatever the reason you didn't say Birchas HaTorah beforehand, this bracha that you say right before Shema in the morning can exempt you from having to repeat Birchas HaTorah or to say Birchas HaTorah for the first time after the davening if you didn't say it beforehand. Im lamad, but this is only true if you learn miyad b'li hefsik. Right after the end of the davening, you have to take out a sefer and learn something, say some psukim, say a little bit of Torah, and this way the saying of avas olam or ava rabba can replace the birchas haTorah that you didn't say. Now let us go and pick up the Mishnah Berurah from a little bit earlier than where we left off. Upashut hu, Mishnah Berurah says, it's clear to him that the same din would apply by avas olam at night, be arvis, gam kin shapoteris. It also would exempt you from saying birchas haTorah. Now, what are we talking about over here? The nafkamina l'inyonim avar v'yoshin shnas keva amitosul kodim. A person, at the end of the day, goes into his bed and takes a nap before he davens marv. Now he wakes up. Does his birchas haTorah from the morning patrim, or do we say, no, this is a new day? So l'das ha-mechaber in Sif Yud Aleph, the Shnas Keva Hevi Hefsik, who says that if you sleep, it's a Hefsik, you'd have to make a new Birchas HaTorah. And even according to our opinion, which he brings down over there as a Yeshomrim, that we do not make a separate Birchas HaTorah, here we have the perfect Eitzah. When you're saying Mariv and you're saying the Brach of Abba Solim, so if you're Mechuyiv to say Birchas HaTorah, let have in mind that this should count as Birchas HaTorah. If you're not Mechuyiv to, so no big deal, you're saying Abba Solim anyway. And therefore, Lord says, Yidei Das Rov HaPoskim, in this way you can fulfill the opinion of the Poskim who say, HaMachbirim Bezeh, that you do have to make a new Birchas HaTorah after you went to sleep in bed. As Kimavua lekamam b'mishnah berurah, as the Mishnah Berurah will say over there, and Ayin Sham, the Chafetz Chaim here says, look over there. Ayin Bir Halacha, Od Nafkamina. He says, look in the Bir Halacha as well for another Nafkamina. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down that another Nafkamina is Sheino Rogil Lumot, a person who's not used to learning afterwards, and now he wants to learn, take of Achar Arvis. He wouldn't have to make a new bracha, even according to the Mechaber, who says you might have to make a new bracha in that situation if you had in mind for Ava Solom. The issue footnote number 16 goes to another number of interesting other nafkaminas. For example, a bar mitzvah boy who is bar mitzvah at the coming of Mariv by the Tzeitzah Kochavim, so his Birchas HaTorah in the morning was only the Rabbanan. Now does he have to say a Birchas HaTorah again? Is it now as a chiyav, as a bar gadol? So the Eitzah is, when you say Ava Solom at night, have in mind, and this way Mimanu Shach, if you are Mechuyiv to make a new Birchas HaTorah as an adult, so you can be able to say that with Ava Solom, and then the first thing you should do after davening Mariv is to learn a little bit. If you didn't do this, so then he brings down a whole discussion whether you should or should not say Birchas HaTorah again, Ayin Shom. In the issue footnote number 17, he brings down that if you go to sleep with your pajamas during that time, during the day, and then you wake up at night after it's already the Tzeisa Kochavim, and now you're going to daven Mariv, then you definitely should make a new bracha, or definitely have in mind to be Mechavin, certainly in Ava Solom. That's the opinion of the Makor Chaim. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagreed and says the minhag is not to make the bracha, and so says the opinion of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and therefore one should certainly have in mind during Ava Solom, and this way you mimanu shach yotzi no matter how we hold. In Siv Katan Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're exempted from making a new Birchas HaTorah if you had in mind during either Ava Solom or Ava Rabba, Sheyesh Ba Me'ein Birchas HaTorah, because in this bracha of Kriyashma, it has the language of Birchas HaTorah, the same Belibenu Lilmod Ulilame Lishmor Velasus Lekayim V'chule, which is a mini Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, lechora midisosa mashma, since the mechaber did not specifically state that you needed to have kavana, dafilu lo kivein beis habracha liftor b'zeh birchas haTorah sagi. Even if you didn't have in mind that this should be a birchas haTorah, after the fact it can function as such. He says to look in the bir halacha, is this in fact the case? Does everybody agree to this? And the bir halacha he brings down in the name of the Tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah that not everybody agrees to this. And he brings down the Prima Gadon that says if you specifically had in mind not to be Yotzi with Ava Rabba, then you certainly can make a Birchas HaTorah afterwards, L'kulei Alma, and Ayin Shom for further discussion. In Siv Katan Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah comments on that you have to learn right afterwards because the Birchas Av Rabbah Kiven Diniskan Eikel Kriyashma Lo Mischazi L'Shem Birchas Torah El B'Shonim Yod. If you don't learn immediately after the davening, so then it doesn't show and demonstrate that the Av Rabbah Av Solom that you said was L'Shem Birchas Torah. It looks like it's just part of the Brachas of Kriyashma. That's why you should Bedavka learn afterwards to demonstrate that you wish to use this as Birchas Torah. Then he brings down the Lavush Shafi Mispalo V'Siyam Matvila Inu Nikra B'Zeh Hafsek. You're allowed to finish the rest of the davening. That's not called the hefsik. That's still called miyad if you learn right after the end of davening. Kivin she'achekach lomad miyad. In Sifkotan Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does miyad mean? Afilu ma'at l'shem mitzvah slimud, even a little bit of learning right after the davening. V'ashuv lo yitztorech levarech kolos hayom. In that situation, whenever you are yotzei with the birchas haTorah, you don't have to learn necessarily any specific amount any other part of the day. And if you learn later on in the day, you don't have to make a new bracha. Afilu hifsik v'yamad v'chazal limudu. Even though a person goes to work, then he maybe learns during his lunch break. He comes home, he goes to a shir. All the other things that a person may learn during the daytime, they don't require a new birchas haTorah. The birchas haTorah in the morning is yotzei for all of that. As I said before, la'asok b'divrei Torah means all day long. Al derech she'yisbor l'kamei b'birchas haTorah, as we'll explain in the upcoming se'ifim. Siv ches. The Mechaber writes, "V'yesh l'stapek." It's not clear. Isagi b'kori kriyashma somuch lo miyad b'li hefsek. If just the saying of kriyashma should suffice to be the Talmud Torah, because kriyashma is Talmud Torah, but it's also here said in the way that it's not Talmud Torah; it's part of the davening. And therefore, the Mechaber says, "Lochein yesh lizol avarch birchas haTorah kodem avos olam." Therefore, a person should always make sure that he says birchas haTorah beforehand, because otherwise, he puts himself into a suffix situation. Does the kriyashma suffice after the saying of avos olam to pater him from birchas haTorah? So always try to make sure that you say Birchas HaTorah prior to the recitation of Avos Olam or Avos Rabbah in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Zayin writes, the Yesh Lomar, the Kriya Shema Havei Rak Kedivrei Tefillah, as I just mentioned, one could say that it counts as Tefillah. Ki Mishen Omer Zeh L'Shem Limud, you're not doing this oust learning, you're doing this part of the davening. He brings down the Bir HaGro, Shehochiach B'Pshitus, the En Kriya Shema Moel Zeh. The Gro says, obviously, it's not said as learning, so it doesn't count as learning. However, it then brings down from the Elyu Rabbah, Shevi came Mehabri Poskim, Uposakin La Halacha, that this is in fact the Halacha, like the Gra, the Niradim, Kora, Kriyashma, Liachas, Man, Kriyashma. However, if you said the Kriyashma and it was too late to say Kriyashma, so then that Kriyashma counts, Kikori Bitara, Efshel de Kuliam, Ein Tzorech Lazer, Chlevarach, then you wouldn't be able to say a new Birchas HaTorah because the Avos Olam functioned as a Birchas HaTorah because your saying of Kriyashma wasn't counting for Kriyashma, it was counting for learning of Torah. And this would be true, afilu im lo lomat achakach miyad, even if you didn't learn anything right away. In Dirshu footnote 21, he brings down the Chazon Ish, who says, when you're reading L'Shem Mitzvah's Kriyashma, by definition, you're not reading L'Shem Talmud Torah. And you aren't Mekayim with this Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. Rav Yashiv says slightly differently. He says, Yesh lomar sh'af l'kriyashma yesh din shel Talmud Torah. This does have a status of Talmud Torah. However, since you're saying it, al seder ha'tfilah, it's not clear that it's functioning as Talmud Torah, and the bracha atzma enu mocheches al limud haTorah, because it ends with HaBocher be'amo Yisrael, and not regarding Torah. Therefore, if you want this to function, you have to show and demonstrate by learning right afterwards that it was a birchas haTorah. Similarly, in Dirshu footnote 22, he brings down that if you would say at night in your davening ma'ariv early, so you're not yotzi with the kriyashma, that kriyashma could count as Talmud Torah too. This situation, enu tzorech lumo b'yada achara tfila, your kriyashma can count for learning since it was said too early to be yotzi the mitzvah kriyashma. This will conclude today's shiur.